This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Leaders from Britain and the European Union say they have reached a deal. The agreement is on revised terms of Britain's withdrawal from the EU. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a great deal that takes back control. He wrote on Twitter that Britain's Parliament should get Brexit done on Saturday. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said in his own tweet Thursday, "Where there is a will, there is a deal. We have one." He described the agreement as fair and balanced for both the EU and Britain. U.S. President Donald Trump expects a successful meeting Thursday in Ankara as his vice president and secretary of state push for Turkey to halt its offensive in northeastern Syria. Meanwhile, the president continues to reject that he is responsible for the operation meant to push Kurdish fighters from the border region. President Trump has put his administration forward as being best placed to mediate between Turkey and the Kurds. Trump administration officials called in congressional leadership to discuss the situation in Syria Wednesday, but the explosive meeting ended with lawmakers walking out. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Congressional leaders were meeting with President Trump to discuss the situation in Syria, but Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the gathering quickly devolved.
It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi noted the House had just voted 354-60 to oppose the president's U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. She says Trump went off.
Probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Pelosi for leaving the meeting after some purported name-calling by Trump.
The other Democrats stayed and actually had a very productive meeting.
Later, Trump tweeted, "Nervous Nancy's unhinged meltdown."
This is VOA News.